Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Assalamu alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I hope you feel well rested and fresh enough to conquer the day. So, today I have been thinking about leaves. Sometimes I like to just wonder about the simplest things in life and count all the ways they help us. So leaves are super important. They help feed plants by collecting sun and rain. They help us breathe by giving us oxygen. They are food for so many bugs and animals and even the soil. The list just goes on. You know that time between winter and spring when you see the leaves just starting to come out? Those beautiful green leaves will make shade for you one day. And whenever I see this, I always say, Subhanallah, God is perfect. All right, let's get started with our Ramadan circle intentions. Remember to join in. So my intention is to gather with you today to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to bring in the angels into our home so they can go all the way to heaven and say our names. What a beautiful thought. Okay, now I want you to think of that one good thing that happened yesterday. I know you have been waiting to share it, but hold on to your thought while I share mine. So yesterday, I mentioned that my daughter was grumpy. And one listener, a young boy named Malik, heard this and contacted me to check up on her. What a kind thing to do, to check up on our friends. Okay, now take 5 seconds to think of your one good thing. I'll wait. Excellent. Let's get started with today's story. There once was an old village that had been deserted. No one lived there anymore, except for hundreds of mice. They had made this village their home. They built tunnels and mazes and lived there very happily. One day, a herd of 100 elephants were marching to a watering hole, and they decided to march through the village. As they marched, their stomping, boom, 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 broke many of the tunnels and homes the mice had built. The mice were devastated and asked the Mouse King to talk to the Elephant King about not coming through their village again. The Mouse King agreed to follow the elephants and talk to the Elephant King. When he found the Elephant King at the watering hole, he went to his ear and said, "Oh, dear Elephant King, your herd passed by our village and destroyed most of our homes. Kindly do not pass through it again as you go home or we will be ruined. And for your friendship, we will help you one day." The Elephant King was saddened to hear that his herd had damaged the village and said, "You have my word. We will find another way home. And don't worry about helping us. You're a mouse and, well, we're strong elephants. I can't imagine we would need your help." Just then, a hunter came and captured all the elephants and tied them up. He then went to get help, and the elephants started shouting, "Help us! Anyone! Help us! Help! Help!" But no one was to be found, except for one little mouse who heard their cry. He scurried to the village and told all the other mice to come and help free the elephants. The mice knew it was their chance to help, so they came in running to chew on the ropes and break the elephants free. When the elephants were freed, they kneeled down to the mice and said, "Your kindness and friendship will never be forgotten. We now know that everyone, big or small, can make a difference." Let's think about this. Showing kindness to someone else will always lead to kindness back. Start this cycle with the friends and family you care about by praying for them, calling to check up on them, or just writing them a message. Remember, kindness begets kindness. Thank you, my friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. And remember that you are loved. And I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.